the Four Peaks Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers, or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman, and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we are going to cover the fire skink. Fire skinks are quite possibly one of my favourite lizards out there. They look absolutely stunning and they are brilliant pet lizards. They're called fire skinks as they are a vivid red and orange with black patterns on the sides and legs and even a bit of blue towards the tip of the tail. They are found in Western Africa where they inhabit woodland, grassland and forest habitats and are active during the day, so are an impressive and entertaining addition to a reptile collection. Though taming them down is possible in some circumstances, be prepared for a challenge in that area, as this species can be feisty, especially when young. First of all, housing. Fire skinks are a relatively active species. They are diurnal, which means they are active during the day, which, along with their impressive coloration, can make them an interesting pet to watch. To provide them with enough space as an adult, a 4x2x2 feet enclosure is recommended. The space should incorporate a deep, loose substrate, such as a sand and soil mix, which will enable one of the most common behaviors of the skink, burrowing. Mixing sand and soil will mean that tunnels will hold better and there is better humidity control, though there may be other alternatives of similar qualities. It will also be important to provide good hiding opportunity on the surface, as well as logs, rocks, branches, and a mixture of different foliage to ensure that the environment is enriching and encouraging of activity to keep the animal both mentally and physically fit. As for the heating and lighting, this skink requires a basking temperature of 35 degrees Celsius, which is best reached with a basking bulb or ceramic heat emitter, either of which will need attaching to the relevant thermostat for temperature regulation and safety of your pet. The cooler end of the vivarium can sit between 22 to 25 degrees Celsius. Ensuring the heat sources off to one side should be enough to form this gradient. During the night, temperatures can be allowed to drop to around 15 degrees Celsius, which may not require additional heating, and this will then mimic the natural nighttime drop in the wild. Temperatures can be measured using a digital thermometer. UVB lighting is a necessity, which can be provided in a strip bulb such as a 6% to 12% T5 with reflector. This will be dependent on the distance away from the animal. This bulb will enable the metabolism of key nutrients to ensure healthy development and health maintenance. Without UVB, there can be serious medical issues formed, and by having this bulb and replacing it regularly, the lifespan of the bulb is dependent. It will ensure that such health risks are eradicated. Next up is humidity. This species requires a relative humidity of between 60 to 70%, which can be reached using the addition of soil to dry a substrate such as sand, and spraying the enclosure frequently. Humidity should always be measured with a digital hydrometer to ensure these levels aren't exceeded. A good-sized water dish will assist humidity as well as provide a good opportunity for bathing and hydration. Water sources should be cleaned regularly to prevent bacterial buildup. And next up is their diet. The fire skink is an insectivore by nature, so in captivity it will feed on a variety of crickets, locusts, worms, snails, and cockroaches. The occasional pinky mouse can also be offered as a good protein boost, though this is a very occasional treat. Providing live food without tweeze of feeding will encourage the natural hunting behaviors of your skink and give them a good opportunity for exercise. Of course, the pinky mice are an exception here. All live food will require a dusting with a sufficient mix of calcium and multivitamins in a relevant rota to ensure the skink gets everything from the diet that is necessary for the maintenance of its health. Gut loading is also recommended to make live food more nutritious. And that just about wraps up today's podcast. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over the different types of vivariums. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.